It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. In the movies, a mook is not something you want to be.
We don't pay mooks. A mook. I'm a mook. Yeah. What's a mook?
That's from Mean Streets. But MOOC has a new, more positive meaning: massive open online courses, college classes on the internet. A dozen big-name universities have announced they'll offer free MOOCs this fall, coordinated by a company called Coursera. David Satmary is with the University of Washington, which is going even further, giving real college credits for some MOOCs.
We have an enhanced version of the Coursera class, which will be instructor-led. We'll have additional assignments, additional exit requirements and readings, as well as some more multimedia material, and there'll be a fee attached with those courses.
Is taking those classes the same as getting into the University of Washington and studying in one of these really competitive programs?
If you get into the university or you are in the university, the credits could apply to the University of Washington, but it is not admission to the University of Washington.
Online classes like these have often focused on things like engineering, math. Andrew Ng is one of the founders of Coursera. He also teaches at Stanford, and he says new technologies have allowed for a more diverse catalog.
If you sign up for the University of Pennsylvania poetry writing class, you'd be asked to write, you know, critical thinking type essays, and then students will be asked to grade each other's submissions. So you as a student would submit something, and you'd be trained to grade other people's work, and then you get to grade, say, five other students' work, and in exchange, you will get feedback from five other students about your work. So this sort of technology called peer grading allows us to teach a broad range of subjects, definitely not just engineering.
How can you interact with a professor online?
In some ways, the online classes are ironically maybe even more interactive than some lecture halls are. When I teach a Stanford class and I ask the question, you know, usually there's one student that in the front row that blurts out the answer, and then the class moves on, so only one student gets to attempt an answer. But in an online class, when I teach a class, well, the video pauses and, you know, right there in the webpage, we ask you a question. So every student gets to attempt an answer.
How do you make money giving out free classes?
Some of our partners are debating whether or not they should charge for a certificate, so that's something we may do. Another thing I'm excited about is student placement services. Many students are taking our classes to find a better job, and if we can introduce the ones that ask us to companies that want to hire these top students, that could be another way to bring in revenue and keep it sustainable.
Andrew Ng from Coursera. Listener, you know how you were telling me the other day how you wish someone would make plush cat ears available for humans to wear, and that those cat ears would read your brainwaves and move accordingly? Well, they've arrived, mood-sensing cat ears from the Japanese company NekoWear. They will cost $99. Producer Larissa Anderson joins me for a pro and con.
All right, it's a pro. It's a mood ring, but with fluffy kitty ears, and they perk up when you're happy and go droopy when you're down. It's fun.
Con: no one should own these, and they should be banned. I don't want to know someone sad by reading their fluffy kitty ears, because that flies against human evolution.
Maybe you're just a fuddy-duddy.
I am a fuddy-duddy. I'm going to own the fuddy-duddyism here, though, because I think sometimes something happens and you just need to stand up for both the fuddies and the duddies.
Just a little pair of fluffy brainwave cat ears, that's enough to do it for you.
That's where it starts. Pretty soon we'll have tails, we'll have whiskers, and we'll all become human mood-exhibiting cats.
And we'll sing memories.
See? Slippery slope. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.